Parsha begins, Kisei Tela Milchama Aleivecha, when you go fight your enemy, Unisano Hashem Elokech, Biadecha, Hashem is going to give you the enemy into your hands, Vishavisha Shivyo, and you're going to capture a captive. And so the Shem Yishmael asks why the pasuk here changes from Lashon Rabin to Lashon Yachid. It first says, Al Oivecha, Oivecha is Oivim Shelcha, your enemies, Oivecha. But then the response is, Unisano, Hashem's going to give Oso, giving him, the enemy, in singular, Vishavisa Shivyo, his captive. So why does it go from Lashon Rabim to Lashon Yachid? There are many explanations for this, but the Shem Yishmael offers his own. So he explains that the victory of Am Yisrael, the defeat over the enemies, comes about because of a Tzel Melekim, the image of Hashem that each of us have, that we all wear. And that's why Yonasan ben Shaul, the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, Venose Kelev Levadam, they went by themselves, the Vichas Kol Machane Plishim, they scared away the Plishim, even though they're by themselves. Because the idea is why Yonasan was able to scare them away is because he had Tselem Elokim. And Daniel, when he saw the vision, the Chalom, he saw the Umos Ha'olam as Chayos, as compared to animals. And Malchus Yisrael and Am Yisrael is compared to a Bar Inish, to a person. And we have the concept based on the Pasuk in Bereishis, Shemora Ha'ish Al Chayos. Pasuk says, Morachem V'chidchem Yehel Kol Chayos Aretz, your fear, the fear of man, the fear of Tzelem Elokim that a man has, the man wears, is going to be overwhelming the animals. It's going to scare the animals. Umora'achem v'chidchem, your fear of being a Tzelem Elokim is going to be Al-Kol Chayas Aretz. So it's with Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem that we wear, scare away the animals. And that's why the Gemara says, a Tinok ben Yomo Chai, a child, a newborn, that's even one day old, but alive, in tzarech l'shomo mina achbarim. There's no need to make sure that a child is not being bitten by rats and mice and rodents because they're scared of any human being that's alive, even if it's not capable of protecting itself. Because the Tzelem Elokim itself, the image of Hashem that we wear, scare away animals. So too, the idea is when we wear Tzelem Elokim as an individual, as Am Yisrael, we could scare away the enemies who are compared to chayos ros, wild animals. But the point is, it's challenging because to become Tzelem Elokim, to have a pure Tzelem Elokim, we have 248 Ramach Evarim. And we need to have them all complete. And the only way they're complete is if we do all the 248 mitzvahs, which are symbolic and compare to each of the body parts. And if a person's lacking one of the mitzvahs, that means he's lacking one of his body parts and he's not complete. And if he's not complete, he doesn't have a full Tzelem Elokim. And so the only way to ensure one's safety and protection from the enemies is having a pure B'Shleimus, a Tzelem Elokim. You can't be missing any of the mitzvahs. The problem is, no one person in the world is able to do all the mitzvahs, because some mitzvahs are unique to men, and some are unique to women, and some are unique to Kohanim, and some are unique to the Kohen Gadol, and some are unique to the Melech, and some just happen, and some are Chiyuvim. How does one person fulfill all 248 mitzvahs to complete 248 limbs, to complete the Tzelem Elokim B'Shleimus? So it says the Shem of Shmuel, it's through Klai Yisrael being Ki'ish Echad, being one person, one unit. And each of us are a different limb, a different aver, a different bone, a different body part, and we come together. And when one person does a mitzvah as the king, we all get that same mitzvah. And when the Kohen Gadol does a mitzvah, we all get that same mitzvah because we're one unit. Just like when we wear tefillin, we don't just say the hand wore tefillin, we say that the entire body wore tefillin. So too, when one member of Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah, the entire Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah. So we're all together doing the various mitzvahs. It comes together. We have this Tzelem Elokim B'Shleimus. We have Ramach Evarim and the Ramach mitzvahs. But how does one come to the point of Achdus? How did we come together that I'm going to be a tribute to the mitzvah of the king and a tribute to the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol and so on and so forth? So Shem Yishmael explains that what really brings Am Yisrael together and which creates a real Tzelem Elokim, which will then create the Morachem V'chitchem Yek Akol Chayis Aretz, It's not an easy feat. But the Shemesh Shmuel says it's when a person is involved in mitzvahs kedoshim to you, which are mitzvahs that we engage upon, not only doing mitzvahs that we're obligated to do, but even engaging in mitzvahs that are davar rishus, that we're mekadesh ourselves, even that which is mutter to us. We take upon ourselves various chumras and their various precious and kedushas, and that's what brings us together. We all have the same focus of Ratzon Hashem. And through that, we have a complete Adam Echad, we have a complete Tzelem Elokim. And that's what the pasuk means, Kisei Tele Melchama Alei Vecha. Kisei Tele Melchama, referring to a Melchemes Rishus, a voluntary fight. A Melchemes Mitzvah, that's when you fight the Shev HaUmos, the seven nations of the world, which represent the Sheva Midas HaRoz, the seven evil Midas that are in the world, which we have an obligation to refrain from. That's a Melchemes Mitzvah. But Kisei Tele Melchama is referring to a Melchemes Rishus, that we decide to encounter such a world. We decide to engage in such a world of being Makdish, which is that which is mutter to us. Because when we come to attack the enemies that are only Davar Rishus, the only way to defeat them is with the Achdus of the bringing us together, of completing the Ramach Evarim and the Tzelem Elokim. And through that, we're going to scare away these Chayas Raos, Morachim, Chitchem, Yiyu, Al Kol Chayas. Haaretz, have a wonderful Shabbos.